Hello, I'm Kristen Hess. I'm from the Center for Behavioral Research and Services down at Cal State Long Beach. This abstract was originally put together and submitted by Hashini Bhattagadara. She's a master's student at Cal State Long Beach, so I just wanted to recognize her. She wasn't able to come, so I was asked to take over. For this, I'll be presenting on service usage reported by HIV positive and negative women in Los Angeles County, California. And I have no relationships to disclose. So the objective is to describe the service usage and risk behaviors reported by HIV-positive and negative women in Los Angeles County. To just give a little bit of background about HIV in LA, of the nearly 44,000 people living with HIV/AIDS in Los Angeles County, as of the end of 2011, 12% were women. The racial ethnic makeup of these women were 44% were Hispanic, 36% black, and 15% white. And the main transmission category was through heterosexual contact. In 2010, 11% of new HIV/AIDS diagnoses were women, which ended up with a rate of 4 per 100,000. And previous studies have demonstrated that there are gaps in services among HIV-positive people. And one of the services that we'll talk about in this presentation is case management. So case management, as defined by the Case Management Society of America, is a collaborative process of assessment, planning, facilitation, care coordination, evaluation and advocacy for options and services to meet individual and families' comprehensive of health needs through communication and available resources to promote quality, cost-effective outcomes. So at the time of data collection, case management in LA County was actually divided into medical and non-medical. Medical was for follow-up on retention, HIV care, and treatment adherence, and non-medical was in relation to any other kind of services like mental health or housing. And studies have shown that among HIV-positive patients that case management can increase retention and care and reduce substance abuse. So the data that was used for this analysis was the County-wide Risk Assessment Survey, or CRASP, which was collected in May and June of 2004. It was collected in face-to-face surveys. Over 2,100 were collected at 51 county-funded agencies. All forms and procedures were approved at the Los Angeles County Department of Health Services, IRB. And for this analysis, we focused on the 461 women who had ever received an HIV test. So bivariate associations comparing HIV status to service usage and risk behaviors were conducted using t-tests and chi-square analyses, and then multivariate logistic regressions were used to assess services associated with HIV status and case management. So to give a description of our data, of our sample, 14% were HIV positive. We had 27% non-Hispanic black women, 19% non-Hispanic white, 40% were Hispanic. And the average age of the sample was 32 years. And there's a fairly even distribution in terms of educational attainment. So this shows our demographics by HIV status. The one thing to note here is that among the HIV-positive women, the proportion that were non-Hispanic black was much larger in the positive group than the negative group, 40% versus 25%. And HIV-positive women were also older. They were 36.7 years on average compared to 31.7 years. So this slide shows the prevalence of sexual behavior and condom use with a main partner in the previous 6 months. So we found that 53% of HIV-positive women reported having vaginal intercourse with a main partner, which was significantly less than the HIV-negative women, which 66% of them had had vaginal intercourse. But when you look at the women who had vaginal intercourse, almost half of the HIV-positive women reported always using a condom. This was significantly more than the HIV-negative women, which only 16% reported that. In terms of anal intercourse, 12% of the HIV-positive women and 18% of the 18% of the HIV-negative women reported having it with their main partner, so it's not significantly different. And then among those reporting anal intercourse, 29% of HIV-positive women reported always using a condom, compared to 7% of the HIV-negative women. This is actually not a significant difference. So show the same information, but with casual partners in the previous 6 months. Again, HIV-positive women were significantly less likely to have vaginal intercourse with a casual partner, but among those having vaginal intercourse, they were significantly more likely to always use a condom. And we, in this sample, no HIV-positive women reported anal intercourse with a casual partner. So this shows drug and alcohol use in the past 6 months. We found in our sample that HIV-positive women were significantly less likely to report alcohol use, marijuana use, any other illicit drugs besides marijuana, and also were significantly less likely to report use of drugs and alcohol during sex. So this, now getting into service usage, you aren't meant to see the exact percentages for each of these services, but just the overall picture, that HIV-positive women were significantly more likely to access services than HIV-negative women. It was actually significant in all cases except for the STD testing and drug and alcohol treatment. So then we, in a multivariate model, assessed what services were significantly associated with HIV status. This model included all the services on the previous slide except for treatment adherence, which is really only relevant for the HIV-positive women. We found that case management was very strongly associated with being HIV positive, and also mental health services and transportation services were used more frequently by HIV positive women, and they were significantly less likely to use drug and alcohol treatment. So we were interested in this in case management services, so we looked at what services were associated with people using case management. So controlling for all the services as well as HIV status, we found that use of drug and alcohol treatment, mental health services, child welfare services, housing, and transportation were all significantly associated with case management. So to really get at, you know, an important aspect of accessing services is need, which wasn't very well captured in this survey. So to try to start to get at this, we limited the sample to potentially women that were only in need of the particular service. So among women who reported injecting drugs in the past 6 months, we looked at the prevalence of people who use needle exchange. And there was actually no difference between HIV-positive and women. And when you look at that sample, it was 38% of HIV-positive women and 39% of HIV-negative women. And then also among the women who had reported using drugs in the past 6 months, there was no difference in HIV status in the prevalence of women who sought drug treatment services. And finally, we looked at the sample of women who reported unprotected sex in the past 6 months, and again, there was no difference in HIV status and who sought testing for STDs. So to look at needle exchange a little further, this presents the same information, that we found no difference among women who were injection drug users in their use of needle exchange. But when we looked at women who used needle exchange, there was a significant difference in who actually reported injecting drugs. HIV-positive women were significantly less likely to actually be drug injectors. So this suggests that potentially HIV-positive women could be engaging in secondary needle exchange, so that is exchanging needles for their partners or friends who may be injection drug users. So in conclusion, we found that HIV-positive women are more likely to use services, presumably because they have a greater need, and also maybe because there's more funding sources to use county services. However, when we try to take into account actual need for services, we found no difference in use between HIV-positive and negative women. We also found that HIV-positive women were more likely to use case management services. Use of case management, as I mentioned, is among HIV-positive women has been shown to improve retention and care and reduce risk behaviors. So this could be playing a part in the high use of services that we found, and also their lower reported risk behaviors. And finally, case management could also be helpful in linking people into services they might not be as aware of otherwise, such as the mental health and transportation, as we found that case management was associated with use of non-medical services. HIV-positive women were less likely to report risky sexual behavior, although among those having anal intercourse, condom use is still low. So it's important to emphasize risk of anal intercourse among HIV-positive and negative women when they seek different types of county-funded services. And finally, HIV-positive women appear to be using needle exchange, even if they're not IDUs. So it could have an impact within their social networks, potentially lowering the risk within their network. In addition, needle exchange was, you know, could relatively low among those that actually are injecting drugs. So use of needle exchange could be promoted at various services. So the limitations of this study was that the data was collected in 2004, so more updated numbers on service usage would be informative. It also didn't assess really need for the different services or if people felt that there was a lack of services. A sample is also people accessing HIV prevention services at a county-funded agency, so service usage is probably much higher in this sample than the general population of at-risk women. Strength was a county-wide sample, and they did assess usage of a wide variety of services, not just medical services. Future research could better assess the need for the services, and also longitudinal studies could help to determine the impact of case management among HIV-negative as well as the positive women in terms of risk behavior reduction and access to services. So these are some references, and thank you for your time.